My job is to somehow make them curious enough or persuade them by hook or crook to get more aware of themselves and where they came from and what they are into and what is already there, and just to bring it out. This is what compels me to compel them, and I will do it by whatever means necessary.
Welcome to the Black Girls Heal podcast, where we talk about healing our intimacy disorders, unresolved trauma, and building a healthy relationship with first ourselves and then others. Every episode, we will talk about advice you can apply today to break unhealthy patterns and grow in your self-worth. I'm Sheena Lachey, love addiction coach and trauma specialist. Let's begin. Hello, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Black Girls Heal. Well, not a full episode. This is just going to be a very quick check-in. So if you have been joining me through at least the beginning of this year, you know that I have been doing a three-part series that had multiple different topics within. And then at the end of each of those three parts, I have taught a workshop. And that entails me writing a workshop, you know, fielding all the questions of the women that attend, planning and marketing it, and then teaching it, in addition to everything else. And so your girl is taking a break for this week. We will be returning with our regular episodes, if not next week, the week after, but I am allowing myself to rejuvenate. And I decided that I did not want to just repost a episode from the past, because I really intend that every time I share something, it is something that I already see is going on in community, something that I feel just spiritually is something that needs to be taught about, or if it's responsive to things that I see that are going on in my coaching program or with the students that I work with, just something that I know is tailored to y'all. And sometimes when I have reposted an older episode that wasn't something that I already intended intentionally to do, but because I just wanted to make sure that there was content for y'all to listen to, it feels disjointed because it doesn't feel like it's aligned in that way. So I'm just checking in versus there being no space. And also because I think it's also important, many of you, if you've been here for a while, you have been with me on my journey through burnout, through learning to listen to my body, through learning how to rest, through learning how to take breaks and to be responsive to that. And sometimes you know ahead of time when you're going to need to take a break and plan it out and pace yourself. And sometimes it's about when you notice it and when you feel it, responding to it. So I really encourage you that, and then also that you can respond to it before you get to being burnt out. I am not burnt out. I'm actually in a very creative place right now, but I know also the amount of things that I'm working on. I'm finishing the books. I'm doing a lot of different things right now. And it is best for me to proactively give myself that space. And so I want to let y'all know that you can also get to that place as well, where you can choose to take breaks preemptively, just because you deserve it, not because you're being responsive to you being sick or you being resentful or you being in grief because of all the things that you have on your plate. So if you have a project that is a very long-term project and you've been saying, okay, I'll take a break when it's done, if it is a year out, I'm not even going to tell you to do a half year mark. I need you to do something every quarter, because your body is not meant to go 24/7. It is meant to rejuvenate. It is meant to be in flow. It is meant to relax. And if we are always in the go mode, that is actually our trauma response, is us staying in fight mode, which is why we will go back to freeze and flight, which can look like numbing out and the burnout response. So I'm going to leave that here. I can't wait to be back with y'all in our next podcast episode. And I'm sending you so much love. In the meantime, check out any of the hundreds of episodes that are available, the lives on YouTube, the lives on Instagram, and go ahead and interact with me there, because I will be there and I will see you next week or maybe the week after. We'll see. All right. Take care, y'all. Hey, we hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. Let's take a quick break to say thanks to this week's sponsors.